Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. In a few moments, we will be hearing the reading of the Passion of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. I wonder what you are thinking and feeling about that right now. Every Palm Sunday at this point in the liturgy, we hear the account of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. What do you do to prepare, if anything, to once again hear how Jesus died on a cross? Do you take a deep breath as the narrator starts? And at that point in the reading, when we stop and stand or kneel, at that moment that he has died, do you have sadness? Are you in awe? Are you speechless? Does anything change for you after you have heard this gospel? Does the cross make any difference in your life? Do you have a cross hanging in your home? Do you ever wear a cross? Do you notice that when life is hard, you sometimes say, "I'm carrying my cross"? Jesus died a cruel death on a cross, but the cross is our symbol for his triumph over death. Our plain black cross is a focal point in our church. It is not a crucifix with the body of Christ on it. It is simple, dramatic, today draped in red, symbolizing the blood, the suffering and death of Jesus. But as it stands in our midst, it represents the power of God in Jesus, his triumph over death. There are some churches in the world that believe they possess fragmentary remains of the true cross, the actual cross on which Jesus died. Now that truly stirs me to think that somewhere there might be protected fragments of the cross on which Jesus died. Early Christian historians wrote about the Empress Helena, mother of Constantine, the first Christian emperor of Rome. And they wrote that her claim was that she had discovered the cross on which Jesus was crucified. She had traveled to the Holy Land in the years 326 to 328, and she went there to found churches and to serve the poor. Historians have claimed that Helena discovered the hiding place of three crosses that were believed to be used for the crucifixion of Jesus and of the two thieves on either side of him. It was also claimed that a miracle revealed which of the three crosses was the cross on which Jesus died. Now, the authenticity of the fragments and their discovery has not been accepted universally. There are varied opinions concerning the discovery of the cross of Christ. You can go to Wikipedia to read about the different versions describing the history and surrounding the finding of the true cross. One of the most repeated is simply entitled The Golden Legend. So historians consider these versions to be legend of varying degrees. However, it is certain that the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre was completed by 335, and that alleged relics of the true cross were being venerated there by the 340s. Which brings me back to this question. What does the cross mean to you? Would you go to Jerusalem? If carbon dating or other scientific analysis could somehow verify that fragments of the cross on which Jesus died were not lost. For many, the cross is the symbol that makes us Christian. The cross represents that we follow the crucified one. The essential claim that we have in this gospel is that Jesus, even at the most isolating moment on the cross, was still our Emmanuel, God with us. So the cross is truly a focal point. What does it mean to you? The cross means a lot to a fellow parishioner, Priscilla Logan. I have a true story to tell you about Priscilla and her finding of a cross. Now, our St. Francis Garden has gone through a lot of changes, and a significant one took place several years ago. In the corner of the garden closest to the curb, there used to be a very misshapen pine tree. I bet some of you remember it. But that tree was diseased. So our gardening angels at the time, Phyllis Hayward, Sally Hill, and Priscilla Logan, recommended that this diseased, rotten tree be completely removed. So on a particular day, professionals arrived to remove the tree. And Priscilla was there to supervise, to watch and make sure that they took out the entire tree, roots and all. So they dug around, extended part of the tree, and cut away some of the roots, and then secured the tree with a chain, attached it to a truck, and the truck began to back away, and the tree began to break away from the dirt that it was embedded in. So pretty soon the tree was off the ground and dangling in the air a little bit. The whole root system was exposed. And all of a sudden, Priscilla cried, "Stop!" And then she said, "Look." Two of the roots of that tree had grown over each other and had formed a cross. She pointed it out to everyone with much excitement and directed the men to stop everything and cut out that section that had the cross in it and that tangled root system. This is what she saved. The roots had grown over, and she had them cut this to leave the cross. Now, there were a lot of little hairy roots all around it, and it still sheds a little bit, as you can see. But this is our cross. So Priscilla came to the office after this discovery, and dragged me back to the corner of the garden to see this cross. And I was speechless. We use this cross every Good Friday. We walk it in to start our service. We lay it on the freestanding altar from the chapel. And at a point in every Good Friday service, everyone is invited to come forward and to stand in front of this cross and to pray. Each year when I stand in front of this cross and it's laying on that table, I first say, and I start to cry as I almost will now, Thank you, Jesus. Help me to be more faithful. I pray to be more faithful so I can carry the cross in my life. And I know in that moment I'm calling upon the power of the one who died on a cross. And I say thank you to Priscilla also for having the eyes to see a cross in a rotten tree. Somehow this cross brings me closer to Jesus, because Jesus died on the wood of a tree, and this is from our tree. Would you have done what Priscilla did? Would you have noticed a cross and yelled, "Stop"? Have you ever seen the design of a cross in nature, or even in the shadow on a sidewalk? Do you see the cross that other people carry? Would you help another person carry their cross, like Simon of Cyrene was asked to carry and help Jesus? So I ask you again, will anything change for you after you've heard this gospel, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew? What does the cross mean to you?